December 12th, Good Ground. Mark chapter 4, verses 14 through 20, New King James. The sower sows the word, and these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground, who when they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness. And they have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. Now these are the ones sown among thorns. They're the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But these are the ones sown on good ground, those who hear the word, accept it, and bear fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, some 100. Jesus indicated to the people asking him about the parable that this was a very important parable. He said, if you don't understand this one, you'll not be able to understand all the parables, thus making this simple parable worth looking into. Jesus is speaking of God's word and how God's word can produce in a life. God's word is seed, a seed that does not ever decay or lose its efficacy. The ability of the seed to be productive is determined by the quality of the ground where it's sown. Jesus gives four conditions of the ground in this case being the individual. The good news of this parable is everyone has the ability to be good ground, to be the kind of person who is fruitful and productive. So a way to look at being good ground is to see what unproductive ground looks like and do the opposite. Good ground is very receptive to God's word. The wayside ground is hard and unreceptive. The only word Satan can steal is the word of God that we do not receive. Good ground is intent on taking God's word seriously and receiving it with gladness. Good ground is not ho-hum about God's word. Good ground does not have a whatever mentality when it comes to the scriptures. Good ground values the precious seed of the word of God. Good ground stays with the word that's been received into their life. Good ground perseveres. When things get hot and the pressure is on, good ground does not abandon the word of God. To be good ground, a person does not give up when trouble or persecution come into their life. This is an area where it's important to have the right perspective when things go wrong. Receiving God's word into our hearts does not inoculate us from trouble, pressure, and persecution. But if we know that problems are a part of life, then holding on to God's word and what we believe will not be as offensive and distressing. When believers adopt the position that following Jesus means everything is happiness and comfort, then it becomes easier to be offended and quit. But constant happiness and comfort are Disney World, and we don't live there. Good ground is not expecting perfection, but plans for persevering. Good ground is focused on the things that have eternal value. Paul spoke of setting our mind on things above. He encouraged Timothy to not get entangled in the affairs of this life. Paul is not advocating living a life isolated from the world. Instead, live with an intentional focus on God and the word of his grace. We all have to function in this world, and one of the biggest challenges is being caught up and distracted. Cares about this life can be distracting. The belief that more money means more fulfillment can be distracting. A strong desire for things and stuff and comparisons and what is being missed are all distractions. These distractions pull us away from the eternal value and strength found in obeying God and his word. Good ground limits the distractions and intentionally pursues God and what he communicates to us by the scriptures. If this seems to be too much, remember that we have the capacity to be good ground. It requires focus, perseverance, and discipline. But it is worth the effort to live a life worthy of the Lord, pleasing him and being fruitful in every good work. Prayer. Lord, help me make the changes that will cause me to be a good ground so that you may be glorified by my life.